Kuhlandla lethu lendaba eziphathelane lenkohlakalo kuzwekazi le-Afrika lamuhla sise Eswatini. Abesifazana abangena kunkulungwane lenkulungwane abasebenza kugatsha olukhiqiza amalembu kweleSwatini basebenzela esimeni esidabukisayo. Omunye wabo ngunkosazana Nelisiwe Dlamini, yena ongelamyeni njalo oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi phose amathathu, 28 years. Basebenzela endaweni ezingahlanzekanga njalo bedonsa amahola amade kodwa beholiswa imali ephansi njalo bebandlululwa lokuxotshwa mahlayana emsebenzini. Izisebenzi lezi zithi ukusilela kwemithetho efaneleyo kanye lenkohlakalo kwenza amankampani abagqilaze. Okunengi asikuzweni kundaba isithunyelwe nokukhanya musi kodwa ihumutshwe nguNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7.
Ixuku labesifazana abasebenza kunkampani yamalembu e-New Life Garments limi phandle kwalifekithali eMatsapa. Babambe incwadi zokuxotshwa umsebenzi ngokudana okukhulu. Bathi bafuna ukukhuluma lomqhatshi wabo. Unelisiwe Dlamini ngomunye wabantu laba.
Ayikho inkampani le ngcono njengale nkampani le.
We are fed up being treated
as
we are human beings.
Asishile ite make lo.
We deserve to be paid
and
to be
respected.
What kind of an employer is not respectful? We work in the most precarious health conditions for long hours. Can you believe that we have to fetch water in a bucket when we use the bathroom? Not only do we dispose of everything in the bathroom in one bucket, we work hard.
Amalembu athengiswa ngele Eswatini kwamanye amazwe afana leSouth Africa, iMelika leBhilithane ngomnyaka abiza izigidi ezingamachumi amabili i-$20 million. Kodwa ngaphandle kokucwebezela esikubonayo kwezokuceca, sokuvela iqiniso elidanisayo lezisebenzi ezithunga izigqoko ezithi zisebenza endaweni ezingaphephanga futhi ezingahlanzekanga. Zihola imali ephansi kwaleyo ephoqwa ngumthetho, njalo zisebenze okwamahola aphezu kwalitshumi lambili ngelanga i-12 hours ngaphandle kwempatalo engeziweyo i-overtime. Owesifazana onakekela abantwabakhe abathathu eyedwa ngaphandle komyeni, uPhindile Dlamini usebenzele inkampani ye-Fashion International okweminyaka engamashumi phose amabili, 19 years. Uthi okwesikhathi eside iholo lakhe lidlalela ndawonye khona, athi kwenza impilo yakhe ibe nzima.
Sikulwile loko iminyaka njengoba ngisho nje ngithi
we have raised concerns over the years on the issue of no pay. It has not helped us in any way. Instead, the problem persists. We have many personal challenges. We can't put our children through school. What we earn is not enough to put our children even through high school or even through college and university. We only wait to be able to keep our children. Imali lokhanza ukuthi ayisapheleli noma ayisakhona umntwana ukuthi imfikise to the high school noma ayicede high school akasakhona ukuthi angaya kuma colleges nakuma university.
Izisebenzi zogatsha lwamalembu sezike zakhalala umsebenzi zatshengisela emigwaqweni eminyakeni embalwa edluleyo. Ngo-2019 zikhala leyo msebenzi phose okwenyanga zifuna ukukhwezelwa iholo lokuthi zisebenze endaweni ezilungileyo. Ngo-2021 zakhala njalo umsebenzi futhi zikhonona ngokuhlukuluzwa lokubandlululwa emsebenzini. Ukukhalala umsebenzi lokhu kuveze ukuzimisela kwezisebenzi lezi ukulwela amalungelo azo. Lanqanje abaqhathi bezethusela futhi bezihlukuluza, kodwa ababodwa kulumzabalazo. Inhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi lazo zidlala indima enkulu. Umnumzana Wanda Mkonza, ngonobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-Amalgamated Trade Union of Swaziland, i-ATUSWA, yona emela izisebenzi zamankampani akhiqiza amalembu ezedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili, i-22,000, kanye lezamanye amafekithali. Umkhonza uthi,
we need a fair ground.
Sifuna amalungelo esebenza ahlonitshwe futhi abantu bevunyelwa ukukhalala umsebenzi bedinga iholo eliphezulu. Ngakho sikhuthaza ukuthi kukhethwe iqula elibhekane lokuxoxisana lezisebenzi kugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngendaba zezisebenzi. Labo abakhona abasekela uhulumende bayehluleka ukusimela njengezisebenzi. Asakheni inkundla ezahlanganisa izisebenzi, abaqhatshi kanye lohulumende onguye omele abone ukuthi imithetho iyalandelwa ukuze amalungelo ezisebenzi alondolozwe ngokugcweleyo.
Iziphathamandla zogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngendaba zezisebenzi zalile ukukhuluma ngalolu daba. Lanxa kunjalo, ugatsha lukahulumende olungumlamlankunzi phakathi kwabaqhatshi lohulumende olwe Conciliation Mediation Arbitration Commission ludlala indima enkulu nxa kulokuxabana phakathi kwezisebenzi labaqhatshi kanye lokubona ukuthi imithetho evikela izisebenzi iyalandelwa. Lolu daba lulotshwe intathelizindaba ye-Voice of America uNokukhanya Musi esemaTsapha eSwatini lwahumutshwa yimi uNtungamile Nkomo we-VOA Studio 7.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.